Welcome to the Galway Bay FM website. Saturday 6 selections for this afternoon's racing. Our selections go at Downpatrick, at York and at Sandown. Just one selection at Downpatrick, and it goes in the Tennent's Handicap Chase at 4:40 over virtually 3 miles. And I'm going here with number 5, Tech Talk. Tech Talk is trained by Jim Draper, gets in here of a mark of 92. Now, I thought ran well enough behind Legacy of Dreams at Limerick last time. It was his first run since winning a Toombridge point-to-point back in early May. He's run well over the banks at Punchestown and at Linkstown, where they have a banks course as well. I just thought he got going all too late at Limerick. The extra couple of furlongs, sure to suit. And I think Tech Talk will take a bit of beating in this contest. That's number 4. Second up goes at York in the 3:40, the big Oakmere home supporting the Macmillan Cancer Trust handicap. Always a great three-year-old handicap, as we've won by some progressive and high-quality sorts in the past. But I'm going here with number 22, Dark Kestrel, from the John and Thady Gosden Yard, the Mount of Kieran O'Neill. A winner first time up this season at Doncaster of a novice contest, but then bombed out when a shade of odds on to win a handicap at Lingfield. But going around the corner, he's quirky as the day is long, this guy. He's only had 4 career runs, but he has to be chivvied along to get out of the stalls. If he gets away on terms, I just think he'll outrun his price. 16-1, cracking value for me. That's Dark Kestrel, number 22 with the 3:40 at York. The concluding contest at York is also a sprint trip, and here Galway jockey Ross O'Ryan partners Mick Appleby's Goodwood Winner Royal Parade here. A top weight of 10 stone 4. That's a £5 penalty for winning at Goodwood last Sunday. The trainers stated that the return to a straight track and the better ground was assistance there. He's an in-form rival here in a bait number 6, but I think Royal Parade, the mandatory £5 penalty, I think he'll get away with it, and I think he'll score. The fourth selection of my 6 goes in the opening contest at Sandown, and I'm going here with number 1, Loyal Touch, who was 9th to Bertolini in the London Gold Cup. Now, that 9th, he was only beaten about 4 lengths. He was prominent throughout and led them with a furlong down. Bertolini came down the outside and won. That London Gold Cup is always high-quality 3-year-old handicap form. And Loyal Touch, for me, will be prominent here throughout under Will Buick for the Charlie Johnson Yard. If he gets to the front, Sandown is a front runner's track over trips like this. The mile and a furlong might be just tailor made for him, but I think he's the best bet of the day, number 1, Loyal Touch, in the opener at 1:40. Fifth of my selections is in the mile handicap for the older horses in Sandown. That's a 2:15, the second contest, actually. New Dimension, 4th to Marching Army. When last we seen him at Yarmouth, when I don't think staying the 10 furlong trip, cruised up to the field 2 furlongs down and looked set to score. He has been gelded. Michael Stout wouldn't be keeping him in training as a 4-year-old for the Learcos family unless he thought there was something good to come out of this. And this horse could develop into something like a Cambridgeshire horse late in the season. The final selection of my 6 is Owl Island in the 3:25. 2 from 2 on the all-weather at Chelmsford and Wolverhampton. The son of Dark Angel is his first run on turf as a gelding. And I just think he'll be better than these. And I think the breeding tells me this horse will go on the underfoot surface of the grass. And I think he'll score. But the nap for me today is Loyal Touch, the top weight in the opening handicap at Sandown over a mile and a furlong at 1:40.